Chapter 17, Law of Causation, the Supreme Law. The universe is an expression of innumerable laws of nature. They are physical, chemical, biological, psychological, philosophical, and several other laws. These are impeccable, infallible, each having a cause-effect relationship. A cause for an effect, and an effect for a cause. The meticulous functioning of the countless laws is the law of causation. They seem to bow in obeisance to some mysterious controller, governor. That unknown, unseen governor is indicated as Brahman, the Supreme God. The infinite power that holds the laws together, acting like a monarch to whom obedient subjects pay homage. The English poet John Milton puts this idea across succinctly in his sonnet, On His Blindness. His state is kingly, thousands at his bidding speed and post over land and ocean without rest. The phenomena of this world is therefore an endless expression of cause and effect, the incessant play of the law of causation, which has been functioning from the very beginning. A coconut seed always produced a coconut tree, and a coconut tree produced a coconut seed. A chicken produced an egg, and an egg a chicken. Where there is no cause and effect, there is no world. The law of causation governing the macrocosm applies equally to the microcosm. Every human being is subject to this law. It operates at the physical, mental, and intellectual levels. If the physical body has gone through a proper discipline of yoga and exercise, it would presently be hale and healthy. And if the body has no proper physical training, been sensually indulgent, it would be pale and sickly. Similarly, the flow of thoughts and emotions towards the positive or negative would determine the nature of the present inner personality. So what you are now is a result of what you've been doing in the past, dating back from this moment. And what you would be in the future would depend upon what you do from this moment. It is an irrefragable law. The above law has no sway over the Supreme Self. It can only control the material equipments, affect your physical, mental, and intellectual personalities, and not the self within. Your real self is above the law of causation. It is not subjected to cause and effect. You must therefore leave the precincts of your body, mind, and intellect and get to your divine center. Be yourself. You will then govern the world instead of the world governing you. The law of causation governing humanity falls under two categories. They are known as the law of destiny and the law of karma. The law of destiny deals with your past and present status, whereas the law of karma covers your past, present, and future. It covers the law of destiny and goes beyond into the future to explain your life in its entirety. Study it on its own merits. Examine the logic and reason that supports it. By a thorough grasp of the immaculate functioning of the law, you can steer your personality to the highest order of life.